Ah, the sizzle of McDonald's sausage. It's enough to make you crave your favorite breakfasts. Enough to head over to McDonald's. Enough to make you really wish this commercial were scratch and sniff.
And if you're a sausage person, now get two satisfyingly savory sausage McGriddles, sausage biscuits, or sausage burritos for just $3.33. Or mix and match. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Everyone comes out here for a different reason. To break records. Or break down barriers. To float effortlessly or feel every single step. To go big. Or to feel small. To leave it all out there. Or take everything in. To escape the chaos. Or learn what really matters. And what you find out there is not always the same thing you were looking for. Only you can discover your trail.
Fellow Rangers, and welcome to the Ranger Ryan Show. I am Ranger Ryan, and today we're going to be talking about a company that I know very little about, which is fine. I know more about the rock formation in Yosemite National Park known as the Half Dome, which is apparently the logo for the North Face. The North Face was a company founded in 1966 to supply climbers with clothing, footwear, and related equipment that has, grown in popularity since the late 1990s. And I feel like most of the people wearing North Face don't necessarily climb a lot of mountains. I think now it's more of a status symbol. I feel like a lot of their products are more streetwear now. I don't know if that changed through different acquisitions. I know in 2000 it was bought by the VF Corporation. And I feel like at that point is when it really kind of shifted. Now, I do have to be completely honest with you because I do not lie to my dozens of listeners out there. I do have a North Face hoodie. It is my only North Face product in my closet. My wife does have a North Face coat. My son and daughter also have North Face coats. And we did. We took them to Canada. I'm not gonna be dishonest. So I am a customer, apparently. However, I do want to note that they were purchased from an outlet or on Facebook Marketplace pre-owned. So we did not pay normal prices for the North Face products we own. However, we are supporting the brand. So I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this. There was a marketing decision that was made in 2019, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. They did receive some consumer backlash, and they did have an apology after, because they used a free educational platform to promote their products with very deceitful tactics, we'll say. So I'm going to be quoting a article from, let's see, we're going to go through The Verge. And it's a tech article written by Dami Lee. This article is from May 29th, 2019, entitled, North Face Tried to Scam Wikipedia to Get Its Products to the Top of Google Search. Quoting the article, The North Face, in a campaign with advertising agency Leo Burnett TaylorMade, hatched a scheme to get its products to the top of Google Images by replacing Wikipedia photos with its own product placement shots. In the promotional video, the company notes how all trips begin with an initial Google search. And often the first images that show up is from a Wikipedia article about the destination. The company took advantage of this fact by trekking to popular tourist destinations like Guarita State Park in Brazil and Hayuano Picchu in Peru to take photos prominently featuring its products. It then swapped out the original Wikipedia photo for its own, or in some cases, outright photoshopped a North Face product into an existing photo. The video brags about how North Face cleverly hacked the results to get its products to the top of Google search, paying absolutely nothing just by collaborating with Wikipedia. Only it wasn't a collaboration at all. It was a violation of Wikipedia's terms of service for paid advocacy. Once the campaign hit ad age, Wikipedia's volunteer editors removed all of the product shots almost immediately and reported the user accounts for breaching the terms. AdAge suggests that, based on the original statement from Leo Burnett TaylorMade, the company may have anticipated the negative public reaction to its... Maybe the article itself falls into the all publicity is good publicity trap that North Face was expecting. But it's not really clear how taking advantage of an educational platform for free advertising does anything other than paint your own brand as greedy and disingenuous. It's an excellent article. I invite you to check it out on The Verge. Very brief. And it really kind of, I don't know, it kind of gives you a good rundown of what was so controversial. And really, you know, for a company that's, you know, just charges so much, right? And to put out a video that promotes what they did, it's very odd, right? And you know what's funny? I guess I don't really look at the pictures that pop up. It's really only if you do an image search, and I think that's important to note. But Wikipedia is usually at the top, especially with, you know, like a tourist destination. And for a company to basically send a lot of their models and photographers to these locations to replace the Wikipedia images, so therefore when you, the first image you see is literally of a North Face product in that location. It's pretty genius, but it's not, it's evil genius, right? It's not the most honest. The pictures are beautiful. They really are. And using something that is apparently public property, right? Like you're shooting on public property, you're using a open, you know, kind of educational website. I don't know. It's not a good look. It's not something that, and that's their, you know, that's their apology video was promoting what they did. But here's, you know, here's the actual issued apology from North Face. Quote, "We believe deeply in Wikipedia's mission and apologize for engaging in activity inconsistent with those principles. Effective immediately, we have ended the campaign and moving forward, we'll commit to ensuring that our teams and vendors are better trained on the site policies." I mean, I think you knew, right? You would assume. You would assume that they knew. It's not, I don't know. It's ugly. It's ugly. North Face products are known for, you know, using high quality. You know, I will say, you know, I've had a lot of hoodies in my years. I've honestly had more hoodies than most people, I would say. I would argue that. And the North Face one is comfortable. It has a very thin fleece liner. The logo has stayed intact. The zipper has stayed intact, which is rare for me. Because I do a full zip hoodie. That is my preferred hoodie of choice. But the product has held up. My family's products have held up. So they are good products. But this is definitely something they did not have to do. They have money. They have an ad budget, right? They have they can do a Super Bowl ad. You know, they have enough money. They have Super Bowl money. And they decided to try to get the top of Google for free by breaking the policies of, you know, such a national treasure as is Wikipedia. So, you know, it is what it is. There's not been a lot of controversy that has come out of this. They dropped it. They took the images down. You know, there was no financial repercussions from this. It is a company that's been around for 57 years. So, I mean, they're doing good. People are still wearing plenty of North Face. There was some, you know, I mean, an apology. Yeah, okay. That's not bad. North Face will go on to, you know, I mean, they received some backlash when they moved their headquarters from Alameda, California to Denver, Colorado. And that was in 2020. And they're actually, I don't know if you know that, but their corporate sibling. Do you know who their corporate sibling is under the VF Corporation? It's actually JanSport, which is another. I never had a JanSport. I never was a big fan of the logo. I think I did have one, middle school maybe. But yeah, so JanSport is like the backpack division in collegiate apparel, apparently, of VF Corporation. So, you know, I guess they got some, I think they have some like hiking backpacks. But I think North Face, their biggest, you know, really their biggest thing is when they got, in 2022, there was an actual hack, right? Which compromised almost 200,000 customer accounts. So, I mean, that's worse. I just think the irony, you know, to get a credential stuffing attack on the website in 2022 is that you promoted that you hacked Wikipedia in a video, and a few years later you got hacked yourself, and that didn't affect you, but it affected a lot of your customers. So when you're marketing your business, try to do so with the most honest and friendly approach, because some things come back. You know, they come back in different ways, but sometimes they come back. All right, I know it's a shorter episode, but, you know, we're talking about North Face, so not a huge topic, and not a lot of people will listen to this episode. I know it's probably in my bottom 20, we'll say. Bottom 20 topics. Because it's not something I'm passionate about. You know, I'm not Mr. North Face. So, but I'll be pretty excited to talk about next episode. I'll be talking about Burger King. So that'll bring in a big audience, I'm sure. Oh, I would like to, since I have your attention and I have time, I would like to thank all of you for, you know, continuing to listen to this season. I know it's not what you're used to, right? I usually talk about movies or video games or comic books or, you know, it's very kind of nerdy, geeky culture that I'm a proud member of. But I kind of wanted to switch things up now that we're near the end. You know, we're at the end, season 16. And I just kind of wanted to change it up a bit. And I do thank you for listening. I know you don't like the episodes where it's just me, typically. But this is, you know, just kind of fun. I get to talk to you one-on-one, and we get to just learn a little bit together, especially since I Google things live on the air, and I don't pre-read everything before I record, which, you know, some people might say it's a mistake. I think it's charming. I think it's a little charming, and I don't know what the future holds for the podcast, but I would like to request that you leave a comment and subscribe just until we get to the very end. And I know I have it scheduled. I'm trying to think. I think I finally have the entire season worked out. And I think we are looking at August 1st or August 2nd. Yeah, let's do August 1st. I think that has a better ring to it. I was trying to go until September, but I didn't take any time off for the vacation. I just had that one pre-recorded episode. So I think I'm just going to, yeah, we'll go with August 1st, Tuesday, August 1st, as the finale, the day of the finale. And that should be interesting. I have some ideas. I'm going to run it past JT before we finalize the plans, but I don't know. I think it'll be good, and it should be worth your time. So please subscribe. Please leave a review. Rate the podcast. Whatever platform you're listening on, do what they have available. Just so I can go out on a popular note. I would like to probably read comments on the finale, but if there's only, like, you know, a handful, it's okay. I understand. But if you can, do so, and I will gladly read those on the finale. But until then, next time Burger King, today North Face. Thank you for listening. Farewell.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.